Hi there, and happy Friday to all the Take Two family. We are live today, and we do expect your participation by text and by social media and by email. Phones will be back on Monday, God willing, and we hope and pray, and so that'll be wonderful. But we want to hear from you because we have a special guest on this live edition of Take Two. He's wonderful. Everybody knows him, loves him. They have seen him, followed him for many years. I'm going to introduce him properly in just a moment. But I want to just do a quick announcement about this. We are getting a lot of texting that comes in during the live shows. So please consider using that feature today. And it's so easy. All you have to do is text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name, your question, or your comment. Just know that message and data rates may apply. But we have a special guest. Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio is with us. Yes, that's right. Dr. Italy is with us. He is in the virtual studio for the Take Two family, and we are so excited about that. But what's so amazing is a new film that's coming out. It's going to be released around September 12th nationwide. We're very excited. It's called Triumph of the Heart. It's all about one of your favorite saints, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And Dr. Marcellino and his son Anthony are the producers. And so we're going to hear all about this wonderful film that you can get to see, and you can grab all your friends. Maybe you can come to a theater near you, and we'll talk all about it. So Dr. D'Ambrosio is an amazing theologian. Okay, we know him first and foremost with that amazing gift that he has been given by God, being a great theologian. We know that. He's a professor. He is a author. He's a speaker. He's a pilgrimage leader. He is, I mean, it goes on and on. But on social media, you'll see a lot of Dr. Italy stuff. So welcome, Dr. Marcellino. Thank you so much for being with us.
How kind of you to invite me, Debbie. It's great. It's wonderful to be with you. And especially, it's great to have a host who actually can pronounce my Italian name. Very rare thing.
I know. It's so beautiful. It's so rhythmic. It just sounds like a song to me. So I'm 100% Italian. So I love saying all things Italian. Sometimes I sing in Italian. It's amazing. So thank you, sir, for all the beautiful work you've done for us throughout the years, teaching us the faith and leading us to go deeper with the Lord. I got to meet your beautiful wife, Susan, in July at the 25th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network in Plano, Texas. And I just love Susan. You are very blessed.
You are absolutely right. I am very blessed. I'm blessed with my beautiful wife. And the Lord's blessed us with amazing kids. And we're really super proud of them.
Well, and Anthony, one of your children, Anthony is the producer of Triumph of the Heart, St. Maximilian Kolbe, the story of him and what happened to him when he died in the death camp. Doctor, how do you want to be called? Dr. Marcellino, do you want me to call you Dr. Italy? I'd love to. That would be the easiest.
If that's easy for you, then go with it. Go with it, Debbie.
Okay. So your son had this vision. He wanted to do this project. That's what I understand from the research. I got to view the film yesterday, and all I can say is, oh my goodness. I cried so hard during that. I love St. Maximilian Kolbe. So this film really speaks to my heart. I can't wait to bring a bunch of friends September 12th. Tell us how it got started. What motivated your son to do this? How did you get involved? How can we get involved?
Well, it got started because my son, although he was a seminarian and a very, very successful youth minister in the Diocese of Dallas, went through a horrible dark night due to a suffering, physical suffering, mental suffering that seemed to be inexplicable, seemed to have no answer, seemed to have no solution, caused him to lose an engagement, to lose really his ability to work, his ability to have any kind of a normal life. He was only sleeping 1 to 2 hours a night. And that really makes anybody crazy. And he just, you know, had no clue why God would allow this. And it caused him to lose faith, really, and to lose hope. And in the midst of that darkness, he discovered the story of Maximilian Kolbe. And he had a flash of an insight. And that insight was Kolbe did not just step out and volunteer for the sake of the man he saved. He stepped out and volunteered for the sake of the other 9 men that needed support, that needed a chaplain, that needed someone to suffer with them and to die with them and to show them how to die well. And so that's what was Anthony's insight. And he felt like Colby entered into that, those guys suffering in that horrible bunker. In that way, in the same kind of way, he entered into Anthony's suffering in Dark Place and pulled him out of it. And he said, I have to tell the story. He actually began in this Sleepless Nights, not, you know, up at night, what do? He started writing his reflections on Colby. And Anthony, you know, still has some issues with his health, but, you know, he knows exactly what it is now. He has a diagnosis. He has some things he can do. But that suffering really has been part of the making of the movie, not just Anthony's, but every single person who worked on this movie has done so sacrificially. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, you saw the acting. The acting is first rate.
Superb.
It is unbelievable. Well, yeah. All those guys made less per day than anybody here who has a housekeeper pays their housekeeper to take care of their house per day. They sacrificed. They ate soup. Actually, they were on a 1,000-calorie diet because they had to lose 20 or 30 pounds to be somewhat realistic. They had to shave their head. They had to not take other roles because of a shaved head. I mean, these guys, all of the people who worked in this, cast and crew, everybody did so sacrificially because they wanted to tell the story. They felt bonded to this story. They prayed every day on the set. And right now we got a group of people trying to get the movie out now that it's finished. And it's kind of the same thing. You know, people who are working sacrificially, we're doing it out of love. And I love that. That's what the church is about. Yes. It's not about big glamorous productions. This has every bit of the polish of a Hollywood film, but it's done completely guerrilla style. You know, it's like the Continental Army taking on the British, you know. It's like, it's crowdfunded, you know, it's just amazing.
I can't wait to hear more about it. I like I said to our Take Two family, I did get to view the film yesterday, and oh my goodness. Now, I tend to cry when I get emotionally attached. I'm a World War II buff. I'm a history buff. I love learning all about history. So for this particular movie, this really spoke to me in very deep ways, knowing what happened with the Nazi death camps and everything that took place. But I will tell you, Dr. Marcellino, hold on, because you hear that music. Our producer is right on cue. And when we come back, we're already getting questions for you and the film, and people want to get involved because they love St. Maximilian Kolbe, and we do as well. So stay with us on Take Two. We'll be right back. So glad you joined us on this live edition of Take Two. We are taking your comments via the chats. Drop them in the chats. Hi, you guys on social media. You're amazing. Keep the chats going. And then also you can email us take2@ewtn.com, or you can text us and get your question in for Dr. Marcellino very quickly. That would be wonderful. So our guest today for the entire hour is Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, and he is the executive producer along with his son, Anthony, for the new film, Triumph of the Heart. Now, you guys have seen a lot of information on this on social media. I know, because I'm on social media. And we also, Michael, our producer, is posting the trailer and some information on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. And then I will pick it up as well and put it on my own Facebook page. But it's all about St. Maximilian Kolbe. You know him. You love him. When you call in to Take Two, you talk about this great saint all the time. So now you can see a film in just a little bit over a month in your theater, probably right near you. So we're going to get more information about that. But before we go back to our wonderful conversation with Dr. Italy, let me just share this real quickly. Jesus, I Trust in You coaster. This tumbled stone coaster features the aspiration to the divine mercy, Jesus, I Trust in You. Each coaster is 4 inches by 4 inches and is cut from real rock. The white flakes and edging will be unique to each coaster. So it's very unique coasters, you guys, and it has Jesus, I Trust in You. Everybody loves that. A cork bottom ensures that they will not slip or allow heat or moisture transfer. These make a great gift for yourself or for a friend. Purchase two or more and receive a discounted price of $9 per coaster. It's available right now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. out. Okay. Dr. Marcellino, let me go back to this, the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe in the cell with the other beautiful men. And I can't stress it enough what those men went through. I don't want to give away this film at all. I don't, because I think everybody needs to actually view it. But the range of emotions that took place in that less than 2 hour film, I went all over the place. You know, you felt hope, and then you felt sadness, and then you felt, you know, excitement, and then you felt anxiety, and then you felt, you know, then you could sense the death, but then there was hope, and then there was prayer, and it just kept going on and on and on. And I was like, wow, he went through that. And what a beautiful saint we have. Is your son friends with him today, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. His bond with Kolbe is very, very deep. And a fascinating thing, the actors here are from all different backgrounds. They're from England. They're from Poland. There's some Americans. The man who played Kolbe is a man who hit rock bottom as an alcoholic and lost everything.
Oh.
And yeah, and came to recovery. And Maximilian Kolbe is the patron saint of addicts. So he has a profound relationship with Kolbe. And when he met Anthony and responded to the casting call, Anthony knew without even auditioning him that he was the right man. And he really is. He loves Kolbe. And that's why he can play a saint. You know, that's one of my problems with so many movies that come out of Hollywood about saints and holy people and biblical characters is if you don't have a living relationship with Christ in the Holy Spirit, it's really hard to act like a saint. It's kind of hard to have any clue as to their inner life. And so this guy knows Kolbe, and he plays Kolbe extremely well. And I think you fall deeper in love with Kolbe if you already know him. If you don't know him, you fall in love with Kolbe watching this movie.
Right, right. So now I understand, is it nationwide release will be September 12th? And then earlier, I think like 3 or 4 days earlier, you're going to have a special premiere in D.C., I believe. And then there's other ways that people can view it, or they can bring it to a theater near them. Is that how it works with how this you're getting this out to everyone?
Absolutely. Yeah. So let me just say, yeah, the world premiere is going to be in Poland actually this week.
Wow.
And on the eve of Maximilian Kolbe's feast day, the U.S. premiere will be in Dallas. We were going to do it in Washington. EWTN is a very special sponsor of this film and of the premiere. And it's going to come out. It turns out Dallas is the best place. We just decided that 2 days ago. We're busy working on the venue and all that, the invitation list. But that's going to happen the week, just a few days before it actually opens nationwide in the theaters. And so how is it going to get into theaters? Will it be everywhere? No, it's not a Hollywood studio film. It won't be everywhere. Where will it be? It will be where people indicate they really want to see this film. And we've devised a magnificent system. I will tell you, an internet whiz, the whole idea of this movie is we want to pioneer a way to get Catholic movies out there that are quality, that don't compromise on faith or artistic beauty and quality. But we want to get it out there, and we want to be able to do what another one and another one. And most Catholic movies lose money and they don't
right.
get out there. You know, and so we want to change that, break that mold, and really start something new. So there's a whole new ticket system that's been devised. It's a crowdfunding ticket system. People can go to kolbemovie.com. Kolbemovie.com. The movie's name is Triumph of the Heart, but easy to remember, Kolbemovie.com. You go there and you put your zip code in, and you find out if there's already something scheduled in your area. And if not, you can get it started, get the process started by buying 5 tickets. I mean, how doable is that? You buy 5 tickets, and then you get a web page. And that it's a unique little page, and you can send that. You can post it on social media. You can text it to your friends. You can email it to your friends. And other people who aren't your friends will go to kolbemovie.com, and they'll buy tickets also at your screening because it's their location. They'll find it's already there. They'll support it. So Susan and I, we pioneered this. We were the first ones, my wife and I, here in Flower Mound. And we had the theater sold out. Basically, you have to sell 80 tickets total. 80 tickets will guarantee a screening, okay? And we started with our 5, and we ended up with 80 within 3 days. And we just texted it out to a few friends,
Amazing.
Got the word out to a few people. Someone came in that we didn't expect, that we didn't ask to come, that found the link and bought 30 tickets. You know, it's
wow.
like, yeah. So I just want to tell everybody, do it. Go to ColbyMovie.com and just put your zip code in, start a screening. And if there's one nearby and it's not exactly your neighborhood, start a screening anyway. We want to have 10 screenings paid for in advance to show in every single major metropolitan area to show people, show the theaters, hey, there's demand for this movie. Run it all weekend. And if someone buys a screen out for Thursday or Friday night, they'll run it all weekend. And then other folks can hear about it and come on in, you know? So anyway, we really want this to be a major event in the life of the church in the United States.
So let me get this straight, because the Take Two family is probably, by the way, Dr. Italy, the Take Two family is very loyal. They have been going strong for 10 years. And when we talk about something, they take it on and they react and they respond and they go big, because we go to the max. That's the way we do everything. You'd be very proud of us as a theologian. We pray to the max. We do everything, you know, to the extreme. So after the show, I'm serious. I'm going to do
this. That's
great. I'm going to go to ColbyMovie.com. This is what I'm going to do, right? And I'm going to go there and I'm going to put in my zip code, and then I'm going to request that it comes to. And now, what if it's already in my area? Then what? Can I put in a different zip code?
You can basically support an existing screening.
Okay.
Or you start another one, because it's no limits. Like, you know, we just did one in my zip code, and we'll probably start another one today or tomorrow for another night. So you can kind of indicate your night. We indicated Thursday night, we want to get it going. September 11th, we want to get people out into the streets the next day to tell people to go into the theater. So we booked it then. You can book it Friday night. You can say that Saturday is your matinee, or Saturday evening, or Sunday matinee, or Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. So you got a good range. You put in your preference. Put in your preference area. You actually can pick from some theaters in your area that we're pretty sure we can deal with and get booked. And you go to town. I think the most important thing is just to get it started, you know?
Okay. So I just want to make sure that there are listeners, so that when they go there, they put in their zip code, they purchase 5 tickets, which is very reasonable, because I mean, you go with your spouse, if you take another couple or your kids, and it is very powerful movie, folks. I would recommend bringing some friends with you. It is very powerful. It'll hit you deeply emotionally. And so you go there, you purchase that, and then you invite other people to fill that 80 person theater, correct?
Right. You have a link, a custom link for that Perfect. Screening that you can send to people to buy tickets for that particular screening. So
Perfect.
Very simple. Email it, text it, post it on social, and you know, get the word out, and you'll fill it.
Okay, well, everybody in my area in Arizona, Southeast Valley, you better be ready for a post, because I'm going right after the show. It was amazing. Thank you so much for letting me view it, because I just, as soon as I heard that it was about St. Maximilian Kolbe, I said, I have to go see it. I mean, I just put it already in my mind that I was going to go see it. So thank you so much. But I'm seeing it again and probably again. And I hear that others are seeing it multiple times as well, other hosts. So that's wonderful. You know, we can be kind of harsh critics when it comes to things with the Catholic world. And you touched upon that a moment ago about how, you know, some of these films are not done to the level that we're used to going to see, the Hollywood Right. level. But this one is. I mean, I'm a really tough critic when it comes to movies, and I just loved it from the moment it started to the end. And I don't want to give away anything, but I loved all the other behind the scenes clips that you had. I thought that was very powerful. So please thank your son for adding those, because I always love little details about what went on with the actors and things like that. And so you show some of those scenes there. So for you, and before we go to our next break, for you, Dr. Marcellino, what did you take away from the film? Well, how did it impact you and Susan and your family? Obviously, Anthony, it's been transformational, right? It really helped him through difficult times, and he became very close to this saint, and now he put this beautiful production out there for all of us to learn from. What did you guys take away from this film?
Well, this is what really I think is one of the greatest values of the movie. Every single one of us has dealt with people who have had such horrible things happen to them that they can't figure out how they can believe in God and believe in heaven. And how do you deal with that? And oftentimes we have pious platitudes about this kind of thing. But Colby shows us how not to do pious platitudes, but to suffer with people and how to give them hope and really help them find meaning in suffering. Now, we have moments like that in our lives, right? But we certainly have many moments with other friends that are going through situations like this. So I think this helps everybody have a vision for how to respond to those tough questions, not with a smart answer, but with love, mm-hmm. with the kind of love and support that transformed those nine other men in the cell. And that's, I think, part of the beautiful thing about this movie. The way to see the saints the best is through the eyes of others whose lives they have changed. Mm-hmm. And that's what this movie does. And I will just tell everybody that the conversations had to be created by the writer. My son, Anthony, is writer and director of the film, a tremendous amount of creative input there. But the research was unbelievable. We actually, both of us, he and I, before this movie was written, we read the testimonies of people who were in Japan with Colby, that knew him in seminary, that knew him in Auschwitz and survived Auschwitz. And the way he relates to people in this film is the way he actually related to people who were not of the same faith as him in Japan. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. He dealt with Protestants. He dealt with Buddhists. He dealt with atheists. This movie shows guys in the cell who are atheists, who are communists, who are Jewish, who mm-hmm. are fallen away Catholics. And he deals with all these people that kind of way. It shows us how to deal with people like that. That's what blows my mind. So I'm deeply touched every time I watch it. And I've watched it, obviously, you know, from the very first rough drafts all the way through to the final. And I can't wait to see it again. Next week, I'm going to a special viewing, pre-screening.
Good.
I am here in the Dallas area on his feast day. So that's going to be very special.
It's on the 14th, correct? On the 14th?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite days. My aunt is born on that day, and I just always loved, that day. And it's the feast day of St. Maximian Kolbe. Dr. Marcellino, let me ask you this question. You know, that was interesting. That was the one part, because I, as I said earlier, I'm a big history buff. So that was the one part I was wondering, you did do the research on his demeanor and the way he interacted and the way he was with people, his pastoral approach. So that's how you were able to get those conversations in the bunker, in the cell. So that's how Anthony was able to do it. Brilliant. That is brilliant. Cause I was wondering how did you have those exchanges? So that is amazing. That's one of the first times I've ever seen that done that way with the life of a saint. And I have to tell you, folks, it was spectacular. I mean, you nailed it. And I think you really, Anthony really captured what the emotion behind his ministry work. I mean, I thought just, wow, his unwavering way, St. Maximian Kolbe. I mean, incredible. When you do almost have to watch it a second time and a third time just to see how this great saint can come into your own life and help you. I really think it's amazing. Okay, we have a lot of questions coming in. We're going to take a short pause and then we're going to have a longer segment with you. And so that'll be wonderful. We'll get into the questions that are coming in. Lots of people are putting in their zip code. So wait a minute, you might have a huge spike from the Take Two family. Just remember that's from Take Two. They're wonderful and they're great followers of EWTN. So Triumph of the Heart is the name of the film. It's all about St. Maximian Kolbe. If you have something to ask or to share, the best way to get us now is to text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Then you text us your first name, your question, your comment. And please know that message and data rates may apply. Or you can email us, take2@EWTN.com, or put it in the chats. And Dr. Italy will pick it up real quickly. Okay, guys, stay with us for this final segment of this live edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back. We're talking about the movie that's coming out soon, Triumph of the Heart, all about we all love him here on Take Two. So I can say he is like one of the greatest saints for us, St. Maximilian Kolbe. And you're going to get to go to a screening, hopefully, if you take part in this wonderful way, you can bring it to a theater near you. Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio is with us. His son, Anthony, produced the film. Dr. Italy, it was the executive producer. So it's a family event here and a production. So that's wonderful. We love that. And we love to support great films. So folks, when we give the information again on how to bring the screening or the viewing to a theater near you, the easiest way is go to kolbemovie.com. We're getting a lot of comments coming in. How do we do this? Go to kolbemovie.com, put in your zip code, and then I'm assuming, Dr. Marcellino, that they just follow the prompts and they move along and they get that show near a theater near you. I would highly recommend it, folks, and let me tell you why. I've traveled a long way to go see some Catholic films, and you know it's a wonderful thing to do that, to support those that are in the film industry and trying to put these wonderful faith-based films out for us. But it's a lot to say to someone, can you drive 2 hours to go see a film? I would like it right up the street. I have 3 theaters right around me, about 4 miles. That would be really convenient. So let's do this and let's go big like we always do, the Take Two way. And let's see if we can get this in every single theater. And so hopefully hearts and souls will be changed by learning about this great saint, St. Maximilian Kolbe. Okay, so Dr. Marcellino, back to, I think I covered that part. We have a bunch of questions coming in. The first question was, what was your takeaway? You answered that beautifully. Thank you so very much. The second question is, they want to know how Anthony is doing, because you mentioned that he was struggling with some health issues. And like I said, Take Two is all about praying. So obviously I put Anthony in the prayer book. How is he doing today?
He is doing much better than he was doing when this movie was born, for sure. His faith is incredibly strong, and his health is way better, although he still could use your prayer. So it would ask you, he hasn't had a complete physical healing yet, and we would love that. That would make life much better. I do have to say, when he has trouble in the evenings, adoration has been key in his life. So you know, he's spending a lot of time in evening adoration when he has trouble sleeping, but we need him to sleep. So please pray for him as we finish, try to get to the finish line with this film. Yeah.
Okay, definitely. So they're on it. They wanted to know, the Take Two family wants to know, and this comes in from Alicia. I hope I said it correctly. Alicia or Alyssa wanted to know where you filmed, where Anthony filmed the actual movie. Where was it filmed? In Poland?
Yeah. Most of the movie is filmed in Poland. One scene was shot in Dallas, in a historic mansion in Dallas. Wow. But the rest is filmed in Poland. And as you'll find out when you watch the movie, most of the actors are Polish, who have nice Polish accents when they speak English. It's pretty amazing. Anthony and I and my wife, Susan, and a group of pilgrims from all over the United States went to Auschwitz together in August of 2022. Mm-hmm. And that was Anthony and my first experience in the cell of Kolbe and in the old buildings of Auschwitz. Auschwitz used to be a Polish military barracks that the Nazis took over, and then they vastly expanded it. But Kolbe was in these original brick barracks. You can't film in Auschwitz because it's a sacred site. So where did we film? Anthony found something that looked exactly like the barracks in Auschwitz. Right. And so the barracks are amazingly, if anyone's ever been, he filmed it actually in Auschwitz.
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing. I loved the theme of it in the sense of the look of it, because sometimes when I would watch World War II movies or anything about the Holocaust or anything what happened in that time period, they would make it so bright and so glossed over that you didn't feel that there was a lot of death there. You didn't feel it, and you couldn't get into that emotion. And you're like, wait a minute, this almost looks like a theatrical kind of a play on stage. It was too how do I say it? It was brushed over as if no death took place here. This particular film, I think, did a very beautiful job capturing the fact that it was a very, very tragic time and very sad and filled with death and filled with just a lot of horror when you look at it and a lot of evil. And so you captured it in the look of it. So thank you for doing that, because sometimes I think some of these movies are just way too, it's too Hollywoodish.
Yeah. I want to just a shout out to Andrew Holshue, who is the director of photography. I know Andrew. I've worked with Andrew. He used to live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, now out in Denver area. He's a master, just an incredible eye. And Anthony is an artist. So the two of them working together with the shots, the composition, the colorization, it really is pretty astounding. I mean, how can you say a film shot about Auschwitz and in Auschwitz is beautiful? I think you can say this is beautiful. And actually, someone from the Federalist magazine wrote a review on it, and I think they really nailed it. They said there are a lot of great masters in art. Raphael, we know Raphael. He's the bright guy, you know. Mm-hmm. The early mm-hmm. Renaissance was bright. Later yeah. Renaissance was fascinated with light and darkness, and the great master was Caravaggio. This contrast mm-hmm. between light and darkness. And someone said, this writer said, that this movie is like a Caravaggio masterpiece
yes.
emerging after 500 years. And I think that's really true about the way the movie is shot and what it portrays. There's that beauty, and then there's the spiritual punch and power that I think is very unique to this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. My wife doesn't like sad movies, doesn't like war movies. You know, she was definitely afraid that watching this, she wouldn't be able to make her way through it, or she wouldn't like it. Mm-hmm. But no, if my wife can endure this movie, it's not too sad. There's so much hope. There's so much beauty. There's so much love. It's really about triumph, mm-hmm. not about defeat. Mm-hmm. And you feel a sense, when I want to spoil the ending for anyone, but you feel at the end a sense of great triumph.
Yes.
And you walk out hopeful.
Yes.
And if you have tears at the end, they're tears of joy, which I think is really powerful.
I totally agree with you. I wasn't going to say it because I don't want to spoil the movie, but that's exactly how I felt. I was in a terrific, hopeful mood after watching it. And sometimes when I read a lot of history, you know, I do get so sad, like, how could this have happened? How did we let this happen? I didn't feel that with this. I felt such a sense of eternity and such a sense of being focused on what's to come. And that was so beautiful, about God's love and mercy. And it's just incredible. And through St. Maximilian Kolbe, with his way of interacting with people, wow. What an incredible role model for us. I'm so glad you picked him as the saint to highlight for this film. Okay, I hope here comes the questions about future. So everybody's assuming already that this is a fantastic film and you're going to do it again. Do you have another project that you're working on?
No. Every bit of energy is going into getting this across the finish line.
That's hilarious.
People are up late at night and up early in the morning. But the goal is to build the ticketing system, to build the audience, to build the community that can do another one. That's the point. And I believe we will. I'm just going to say to everybody, if you become part of this militia, Kolbe's militia, we're calling it.
Yeah,
he started the Militia of the Immaculata. Well, if you join Kolbe's militia and help get this movie out, you'll see in the movie that Kolbe tries to recruit the other prisoners mm-hmm. into his militia. It takes him a while to get some takers, but we're hoping that you'll be takers today. You'll help bring this movie. If we flood the theaters on September 11th, 12th, there will be another movie.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a series of movies, basically. I mean, fundamentally, that's the goal. If this movie is successful, which we pray that it will be, then we will have many others. It'll be the first of many.
Very nice. Yeah. And some of our Take Two family is asking, can they still reach you at DrItaly.com? They're asking.
Absolutely. Okay. They can. Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Good. Yes. And then are you leading any retreats? Because you're a retreat director. Are you leading any retreats, pilgrimages, anything coming up for you?
I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Okay. All right. We're too busy getting this whole movie together. There's going to be a special Maximilian Kolbe Triumph of the Heart pilgrimage to Poland. Okay. And you can go to DrItaly.com and you can be one of the first on the trip if you want to be. But Anthony is coming and Susan and I are coming, but we're actually going to meet some of the actors while we're there, visit the Kolbe sites, go to Auschwitz on Kolbe's feast day in Auschwitz. It's the one time there's a public mass. The place is filled with Polish Catholics, and there's a mass in Auschwitz in honor of Maximilian Kolbe. We'll be there. That'll be the culmination of our pilgrimage next summer. So if you want to hear about that, we're also going to Lourdes in the spring and going to the Holy Land next fall. So you can find out about those things at DrItaly.com.
Very nice. Wow, that's exciting. So we heard it first here, I think. So your first people that sign up, that they're from Take Two, so don't forget
that'd
that
be okay. Awesome. We would love to have you come along.
Yeah,
you get to meet Anthony, which is great. He'll be talking about Maximilian Kolbe, and I will be, and John Paul too, throughout the trip, so that'd be kind of
right now. Yeah. Don't you have twins? Is he a twin?
He's a twin.
He is. That's
and
what
his,
I thought. Okay.
And his twin brother has helped with design of the poster. He's behind the scenes. His sister, his wife just helped to get a viewing going in Irving that sold out. So they're part of the team. They'll be part of the hospitality team for the premiere, you know. So we have a great spirit of unity in the family when it comes to siblings supporting one another. So
is wonderful, beautiful family. We are getting a bunch of messages, guys. Just enjoy this conversation, and then Michael, our producer, he will post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, so you can pick it up there and then you can run with it. Okay, maybe you could be the first one to bring it to a theater near you. I know I'm going to be for the Southeast Valley of Arizona, but I think somebody beat me to it already. I have to tell you, that's why I asked you if I could put in a different zip code.
You can. You absolutely can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put in my old zip code where I used to live. It's close enough to where I live now. So
that's
it's
great.
All good.
Yeah,
But that'll be amazing. So what has been the response from the Catholic community? Obviously, you're on a lot of shows. You're getting it out there. But how about have the bishops commented? Have the clergy? Has Pope Leo XIV commented?
Well, let me just tell you that the very first rough cut viewing was done in Dallas last September, and the Bishop of Dallas came. There were 100 people there. And at the end of the movie, he just stood up unexpectedly and just waxed eloquent about how powerful this movie was. Mm-hmm. And that's Bishop Edward Burns from Dallas. So actually, we're going to invite a few other bishops to the premiere, and we're going to give a few bishops a link to take a look at it. But, you know, this has really been grassroots from the bottom up. So we really haven't had a lot of, let's say, USCCB official support, because it's just been bubbled up from the grassroots. It's been little people. There's certainly many priests. Some of our donors that have made this, the filming possible, have been priests. So we have some all-star priests involved as well. So more and more priests. Let your priests know about this, everybody. I want you to encourage this. This should be a parish event. You know, it's
absolutely.
Like this is doing, honestly, you know, it is wonderful to have art in church. I love painting stained glass. This movie is a living icon. Mm-hmm. The way in which this will bring you into the presence of God and bring others into the presence of God and bring people to a devotion to Maximilian Kolbe is just astounding. So it's doing the work, the pastoral work of the church. And I think every priest ought to know about it. Many are not on social media, of course, and they won't know about it unless you tell them. So let your pastor know, get some announcements made in the church bulletin and, you know, from the pulpit. You know, Debbie, I have some prayer cards, that Maximilian Kolbe prayer cards that have the release date and the kolbemovie.com. I'll send you some. You can distribute them to people. Well, I would love to do that. So,
I would love that. You know, as you were talking, I'm thinking, you know, we're always looking for parish events. We're always looking for ways to get together. I mean, there's only so many spaghetti dinners you can do. I know I love spaghetti, but there's only so many spaghetti dinners you can do. This would be a great thing to bring the parish together. together, fill the theater, see this great movie. Then you guys can continue to talk about it in your, with couples groups, with Bible groups, with all sorts of various organizations that you belong to in the parish. But bring St. Maximilian Kolbe's story to people, because just like it helped Anthony, it can help others. I get so frustrated sometimes because I worked in the parish level for 25 years, and I will tell you, I was a director of religious education, and I can't even begin to tell you how many times people would come up to me and they're like, the church needs to do more. They need to do more. They need to bring us together. Well, what a beautiful way to bring it together with the life of a saint that we all love. And it wasn't that long ago. It was, we're going almost to 100 years ago. So it wasn't that long ago that it happened. And so I will tell you that this is important stuff that you're doing right now for us, because people are looking to get together now. So thank you for doing it. I can't stress it enough, because I see it all the time. People ask me all the time, when are you going to do the next retreat? When are you going to do this? They want to come together and learn and grow together. So you and Anthony and your whole family, you're doing marvelous work for us. So I hope there's going to be more projects in the future. I hope it doesn't wear you out too much.
You know? People say, well, you're going to retire soon?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You can't retire. You're too good of a theologian. You really are. I used to follow you years ago, and then only reason I dropped off is I had some health issues, but now I'm back, and I love your work. I love the way you present the faith, and I think you do such a fine job, and you're just a beautiful person inside and out, and I think that shows. You come across very genuine. So does your whole family. I love Susan. She's like, I love her. Now we're Facebook friends, so she's just a sweetheart. But I'll tell you, that really says a lot to people, because people want authenticity. Wouldn't you say, I mean, wouldn't you agree with that? That they want the real deal. They want the truth.
Absolutely. And it's just so refreshing when you meet people one-on-one that they actually, you feel a connection. You know what I mean? A lot of times, I don't know, there's a lot of times when that doesn't happen, even with people who are kind of prominent or in the public eye. So anyway, we want to live our faith on the most basic level, person to person, day in and day out in a daily way. I think, just one thing I want to say about this movie, about young people, okay?
Yeah.
The biggest thing, everyone says, how do I get my young people, my kids back to mm-hmm. church? They're young adults, they're teens, they're not going to... Okay. This movie was made by young people for young people, honestly. So it moves all of us older folks profoundly, but it really has the potential to talk to people who have left the church, who have had, who are struggling or have had struggles, and it speaks to the young. Right. So I would say high school and above, it's just a phenomenal thing that we have somebody who's buying theaters out here in Texas to send all the high schools, Catholic high school students. They're buying tickets for all Catholic high school students.
Good.
And doing a whole showing for that. Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that can be done here.
Perfect. Yeah. One other question before I get to this highlight for the Take Two family. They wanted to know if they can donate. Do they also donate at kolbemovie.com?
Actually, no, they can donate. Just let us know. If you make a donation to Crossroads Initiative, then it's a tax deductible donation. And we are doing grants every month from the money we're collecting for donations for Kolbe. So if you go to DrItaly.com, there's a donate page. Just make a note that it's for Kolbe. And if you don't think it's clear enough, send us an email. Say, hey, just made a donation of X amount of money. And here's my name. And it's for the Kolbe movie. And we will funnel it into the movie. The team. We will have to. We've had we've been basically the team. The central team has been living very frugally throughout the last 2 years, and these donations have helped to help those people make it through. And they won't get paid from the movie proceeds for quite a while, because there's a lot of loans that have to get paid back. So anyway, we're happy to receive donations to keep the team alive.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we're talking about Triumph of the Heart today. It's the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And Anthony D'Ambrosio is the producer. His dad, Dr. Italy, is the executive producer. And it's a wonderful project that is hitting the theaters September 11th, 12th. So if you want to bring it to a theater near you, just go to kolbemovie.com. And before we continue with the final minutes of our conversation, it's been a lovely hour. Boy, it has gone so fast. I wanted to share with our listeners. Blessed to Play is Sunday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And Ron Meyer, this week, his guest is Jonathan Kuplak. And he is an ultra runner who ran 35 miles a day for 100 days across America, ending at the Shrine of the North American Martyrs on Divine Mercy Sunday. I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of videos of this young man and what he has done and how it has transformed him spiritually. This is going to be an excellent show this weekend. Please check it out. Blessed to Play, Sunday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so final few minutes we have, Dr. Marcellino. Tell us what you want us to know about your son, the film, the project, anything else that you want to leave with us, because we take it seriously. We use this hour wisely.
Well, I just say that this film was made like an icon. It's not just painted, it's written, written from prayer, and fasting. That's the way this movie was written. And it's meant to lead everybody to an encounter with God. That's what an icon's for. It's not just a decoration. It's a place you go. It's a window to heaven. I think this movie is a window, not just into suffering, but it more importantly, into love. And it is ultimately a window into heaven. Wouldn't you say, Debbie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Having seen it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I want everyone to expect that. I want everyone to pray for that. I mean, all of our life, we want to be more in intimate union with Jesus. And the saints help us do that. They're models. They're cheerleaders along the way. They're the best we have. You know, like, I think it's important in this day and age when there's so many scandals and there's so much in the last 15 years, we've had a lot of disappointments with priests who are bad actors, even bishops and cardinals in the news. You know, here is the opportunity. We need to put our eyes on the saints. We need to get everyone else's eyes on the saints. They're the ones who show forth what the church is really about. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why this story and all the saints' stories are so incredibly important to get out there.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Well said. And I just wanted to say this, going back to how the Take Two family knows I love history. We've got to learn from history. We just have to. And this is such a key part of us as Catholics, especially with this great saint, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And I just think it's an important film. It's not only a film that you want to see to support this great saint or to learn about this great saint or to understand it better. It's a film that I think we need to see. We need to see these real life stories that happened in history. I'm such a firm believer of that. Can you speak just real quickly a little bit about that? Because I feel like we're in a world that everybody's erasing history. We can't do that because, you know, the old saying, history is going to repeat itself if we do that.
Absolutely. It's absolutely essential not to forget what the evil that can happen and the great heroes that defy that evil and neutralize it, really, and conquer it. And that's, we need to see this. And I would just say that the story is not whitewashed in any way. It's very real as far as what Deacon Harold Burke Sivers yesterday said. He visited Auschwitz. When he watched this movie, he felt like he was back there, feeling the same things he felt when he was actually there. So we need to remember that, but we also need to remember the same who triumph over that. And that's kind of what this the ultimate story is about, really.
Amen to that. Boy, Dr. Italy, you're amazing. You got to keep going. We need you for another, like, I'd say, what do you think, about 50 years? 50 more years, you got to keep going.
Yeah, I might argue with God about that, but you can argue with him if you want.
You're doing such a great work for us, and you continue to do that. And now it must make you so proud that your children are involved in such great work that is going to leave a legacy.
Absolutely. And I know that Dr. Peter Kraft once said that the most important books he wrote were the books he never wrote, because mm-hmm. he had these kids. Mm-hmm. And so I say the same thing, that our kids really are the greatest, our greatest legacy, our kids and our grandkids. And I'm really, really proud of them.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's so great to be a grandparent. I mean, I always joke around. I tell people that if I knew how good it would be, I would have skipped over having the kids and just went straight to the grandkids. Okay, just hey, kidding.
I know. One of my grandkids is Dominic, so today's his name day.
Oh, it's his feast day. Wow, that is amazing. I know, it's a great day today on St. Dominic. I love it. So where are you headed next? What other I know I heard Deacon Harold's show. I know you were on Dave Palmer's show. I mean, so you're probably going all around, right? You're hitting, what I love? Yeah.
I love the fact that in this movie, so many people are coming together from different parts of the Catholic world. So I'll be on Relevant Radio next week and on Sirius. So that, you know, all the Catholic radio stations are collaborating. They say, yeah, we got to help get this story out. And so I'll be talking next week. Yeah,
that is really good. I love to hear that when Catholic media stands behind great projects like this. So thank you so much. And please thank Anthony. And actually, after the film releases, it might be really cool to have Anthony on, either with you or if he can come on. It would be nice to see the feedback because you always love to hear the audience feedback. I find that fascinating. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, that would be incredible. Yeah, definitely. Okay, we'll have you back when Jerry's on because I know you and Jerry go way back, and he sends his love, and he's sorry he couldn't be here. He's signing up for his next year in seminary, so he's busy getting ready for classes. So, Dr. Marcellino, thank you so much. Tell Susan I said hello. Tell Anthony we're so proud of him, and thank you so much. Triumph of the Heart is the name of the movie. It's coming out in early September, but you can bring it to a theater near you. Just go to ColbyMovie.com. We're going to post everything in the chats and on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. But thank you so much for staying with us this entire hour. And now you guys can definitely get started with your weekend, okay? Well, actually, tune in tomorrow for the Spirit World. We got open forum, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And you can ask your questions there. And we will see you on Monday. God bless you all.